Perseverance means to persist in spite of difficulties that arise. This morning we want to speak about being thankful to God for those who persevere. When we go to God's Word, we certainly find a lot of those who persevered in days of old. Those who faced difficult and hard times. Those who wondered if they might ever receive the promise or if it would come, such as Abraham, but then certainly it did to his descendants. Individuals as well, like Moses, and we read on, through even the periods of the kings, and we find all those who persevered, even in times of difficulties. And so today we ask the question, do we need to persevere? And the answer is obvious, yes. When those difficulties come, do we persist? Do we continue? Do we still accomplish that which God has commanded for each of us to do? If you look with me in the book of Revelation, I think we have a few great examples found there about churches that were faithful and who persevered. The one first mentioned in chapter 3 and verse 7 was the church at Philadelphia. It's so interesting because this church here is a church that had good works. But yet if you'll notice there were problems in Philadelphia. There were those it speaks of Satan that were against them, those that would bring them down. But then I want you to notice what it says in verse 10. Because you have kept my command to persevere. You see, what did they do? They persevered despite the fact that people were trying to persecute and harm them, hurt them, and even martyr some of them for their faith. And so when we find the idea that they persevered, we find encouragement ourselves. We are encouraged to be faithful to God no matter what. Now, how far did they go? We've already mentioned here that most likely some were willing to even die for their faith. But why were they willing to? He said there in verse 11, hold fast what you have, that no one can take your crown. What does that tell us? God offers a crown. Then in verse 12 he says, for he who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. You see the blessing. The blessing, the reward of heaven. Well, it wasn't only the church at Philadelphia, but it also was the church at Smyrna back in chapter 2. God says, I know your works. He speaks there about the tribulation, the poverty, the things that they faced, and how some would even be put in prison for their beliefs. But then he told them, be faithful until death, and you'll receive a crown of life. You see, we have every reason as the church, or as individuals, to not only know what perseverance is, but to accomplish it in our daily lives. For if we can focus in our lives on what God has said, if we can do it despite the hardships, problems, and trials that arise, then God will reward us. And not only will he reward us eternally, as we often consider, but he'll reward us even today with great blessings by providing for us, protecting us, and giving us what we have need of as his dear children. So let me encourage us all to be those who persevere. Who persevere as those who love God and always do what we need to do, knowing that God will deliver us and that in the end we will be more than victors.